joining me now is my guest. Her name is Anne Bonnet, and she is one of the trustees of the Girton Town Charity, and she's here to tell us more about the Girton Sensory Garden, which is currently being built in Girton. Good afternoon.
Hello, Louise. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, it's lovely to have you here. I kept going past it and thinking we really ought to flag this up and see what's going on. And really, I'm sort of fairly in the dark about it because I don't really know kind of who it's there for and what it's for. So that's why I thought it would be a great opportunity to have someone in to tell us about it. So thank you for coming in. So why don't you start off then by telling us what the project itself is and who it's for?
Okay. Well, it is the transformation of a plot of land on a busy corner in the middle of Girton Village into a beautiful garden. In effect, that's what it is. And I asked a colleague before I came out, I was saying, I really don't know what exactly to say about this garden. And she said, just say it's beautiful. It's stunning. Mm. So it is. Now, perhaps if I just start a bit about Girton Town Charity.
Yes, please do. Yes,
there. So Girton Town Charity is obviously in Girton, and it exists to enable residents to lead as full a life as possible in the comfort and safety of their own homes. So that is it in a nutshell. It's quite an old charity. It was established in 16th century.
Gosh.
And so in the early days, it was there and the income came from plots of land that either had been bequeathed or purchased for the purposes of helping to relieve need of the poor in Girton. And that sort of relief of need was sacks of coal and things like that.
Does it
be distributed through the village?
Does it work in a sort of similar way to almshomes, that sort of thing?
Well, it is an almshouse charity.
Right.
In its current state, it is an almshouse charity. So the first almshouses were not actually built until 1930.
Right.
And now Girton Town Charity has 16 almshouses in the village. And the reason that we have good funding now is that we have a large endowment which has been achieved through the sale of the land at Wellbrook Way. And so there is now a large housing development on that land. So Girton Town Charity, in its current form, was able to obtain a substantial endowment through the sale of the land, and therefore we have quite a good amount of money to spend for the benefit of the residents of Girton. Apart from helping residents in special circumstances, and we have special schemes and grants that are available, we also are committed to improving public space, and that's where the garden came from.
Yes, so
let's talk about the garden.
Yeah, indeed. So this space of land, as you say, was it just kind of a derelict bit of land then that needed to be revitalised?
It's on the corner. It was scrubby. It's got a couple of silver birch trees in that are still in the garden, and it had some shrub roses in, and so that's what it was, just a bit of land.
Because
and
there
it's
are
a busy corner.
Yeah, because there are schemes. I know that basically if there's land kind of just sitting, not doing anything, people, if there are enough people that get together, they can actually apply to have that changed into allotments, for example, can't they? So I guess it's sort of...
We haven't had to apply for change of use because
it's yours anyway.
Private garden. Mm. It actually isn't a public space, it's a private space that people will be allowed to use.
Okay.
And so it works slightly differently. But that's what it is.
So about the garden itself then, what is actually there?
Now,
yes.
Well, that was, again, to go back, what we did was put out a brief to some local garden designers, and they came back with proposals. And Sylvia Newman Garden Design, who's in Longstanton, won.
So local as well.
Yes,
brilliant.
Absolutely. She was awarded the project, and the work started in spring. So what we have now is a piece of land that is a sort of a leaf shape, and it has two arterial paths that go in that are of York stone, and they're connected by what is called hogging, which is a sort of sandy, gravelly surface. And in amongst that are herbaceous borders and grassy areas and hedging, which provides structure for the garden. So it's quite unusual being a herbaceous public garden, because mostly they don't, that isn't really the way that public gardens quite often are planted. And the intention is that there will be colour and structure all year round. So that's what we want.
And you mentioned, whilst we were chatting off air, that you haven't got water and you haven't got anything that makes noises. So
no.
Do you want to explain that?
I was going to say, in terms of sensory, what we were asking for was to make sure that the sensory trail that there is in the garden stimulates senses of smell, touch, taste of the plants, and sound. And that's all through specific plants and materials. But because of the proximity to housing, we didn't want sound, as in wind chimes and that sort of things, because that would be disturbing. And also, water in a public place is not...
Unless really supervised, it's a bit dangerous,
Not safe. So,
talking about your tasting,
yes.
Will you have labels on things to ensure that people are tasting the right things?
Well, there will be an interpretation board,
right?
Eventually, I mean, we will have that information up as soon as possible. But there isn't anything poisonous in the garden.
Yeah.
There's nothing that people can taste and
keel
and
over.
Do damage.
No, yeah.
No, we don't want that. I'm not a plants person, but I have got a list of some of the things we've got there. Things like lavenders and salvias, which are sagey type plants. Things like yarrow, summer colour perennial geraniums. These are all things that will come up year after year. They need maintenance, they need looking after. We're doing that. But it's colour. It's about colour. It's about leaf texture, so that people will be able to touch and feel.
And who will it be for?
It's everyone.
So it's not just Girton residents. It's anybody who...
Well, it's an open garden, so anybody can walk into it. Obviously not cycling through it. There will be signs up that say cycling. But it is for everybody. It does have access. It has easy access for mobility scooters, wheelchairs, prams, pushchairs. So we want everybody to feel they can use it. There are small spaces with oak benches in where people can sit and
relax, read a book,
have their lunch, whatever. And there are some wonderful grassy mounds. And I don't know if you've seen those, Louise.
No, not yet.
Bye. But if you think Teletubbies and you think those sort of Teletubbies mounds, there are about four grassy mounds of different sizes, and there's one that's made of sets as well. So there again is structure. So children will love rolling down them. They are amazing. They are very different to anything you might see.
Yeah.
And they are, in fact, made of concrete, and they've got artificial grass on the top. They're very safe. They're very soft. But
and easy to maintain, I guess, as well.
Yes.
So that's part of it as well.
BMX bikes won't fare well going over them.
Right.
Because being concrete, when their tyres hit them, they might not fare well. But children will love them.
Yeah.
They are absolutely wonderful. I mean, we've all sat on them when we've been down there.
How big is the plot then, roughly?
Oh, now there's a question. Do you know, I don't know what the acreage is. I'm sorry, Louise.
Right, no, that's fine, because it just seems, because all I can see really is kind of that front bit. I haven't kind of gone round, so I can't see how big it is. But I just wondered, with your description of it, just almost sounds quite vast, really.
So
I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yeah,
go into it. I would imagine that if you've got a sort of fairly standard size home garden, it's perhaps three times the size of a... That's the best I can do.
That's difficult to gauge now, because most people don't have gardens anymore, do they? But anyway, presumably it's all free as well.
Oh, yes.
But there's ongoing maintenance that needs to be, made. So who will be doing that? And... obviously there's ongoing funding for it as well, presumably, that's needed. So does that all come through the charity?
Through the charity, yeah. And Sylvia Newman will be, in the first instance, will be maintaining.
Right.
Grass needs cutting, plants need deadheading. You know, the borders will need maintaining year-round, really. So we're going to have weekly maintenance. It also ensures that people are using it and respecting the space well. So there is the most beautiful tulip, bright yellow tulip litter bin in there. We haven't seen one of these used anywhere else, but it is a nice garden feature.
Yeah.
And it's a sensory feature of its own to use.
Yeah. And now, just wondering, maybe a slightly left-field question, if you like, but in terms of its maintenance and stuff, would the charity be interested in perhaps having volunteers if they were interested in getting involved with that? Or is it strictly going to be, you know, professional as such? Do you know what I mean?
The best thing to do is engage people with the garden.
And if people want to be
using it and to want to help with maintenance, I think that would be great. Because if you can engage people and residents, then and they take ownership of it, then that looks up.
Then they care for it as well, and they want it to be good. I mean, because there are various... I know where I live in Camborne, they've now got a scheme where, you know, you don't even have to sign, you know, it's purely voluntary. You don't have to sign up and sort of be kind of held down to account. But, you know, people just go along, they get a high-vis jacket and they get a picker and they go and pick litter up. You know, and they might only do it for half an hour or something, but it makes such a difference. Mm. So perhaps something like that, you know, where people can go and just kind of, like you say, take ownership of it and really care for it and love it. So it just sounds amazing. That's I can't wait. And talking about... sort of when it's going to be open and everything. Do you have any idea when that might be?
What we're hoping to do is take down the fencing that's around it at the moment in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We wanted the turf to settle and obviously the planting to settle in as well, which it's doing really well with the rain.
Yeah.
I should say there's irrigation in there as well, so that's another way of looking after it. But just to let it settle in, towards the end of the month, we'll take the fencing down and then it will be open and it will be available for everybody to use.
Brilliant.
And I think people will see it and love it. There is one other thing that's in there, which is an absolutely lovely feature, and that is a bug hotel. And it's about 2 metres high and it's made of Corten steel, which is this wonderful steel that rusts and then stays in that lovely natural rusty
state.
And it's filled with twigs and bark and stones and bits of wood, and it's another area of interest for everybody because it's such a big feature.
I can just see the kids are going to love this, aren't they? They're going. I think the primary school perhaps will have little trips down there and really explore it. And that'd
be
great.
It's a very busy corner because people walk out of the Wellbrook Way area, and there's a lot of family housing there, and there's also a residential home for older people. So it's going to be a wonderful focus for that area of the village.
Brilliant. It just sounds brilliant. And, once you've had it open, will there be a sort of an official opening as such, or is it just going to open and kind of be there, if that makes sense?
We're planning an official opening.
Great.
I'll say early September because there isn't a specific date yet, but I think it's for early September.
Well, let us know when it is, and we'll get that on the What's On so that people can go down there and kind of engage with that side of things as well. Thank you so much for coming
in this
afternoon. It's honestly, it just sounds like it's a delight, and I myself am going to look forward to coming and exploring it. So that's my guest, Anne Bonnet, one of the trustees of the Girton Town Charity, and she's been telling us all about the Girton Sensory Garden, which hopefully will be open in a couple of weeks' time. So looking forward to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay then, so...